Hey, this is Peter Mukuria, also known as Comrade Pitt. I recently got transferred here in the state of Maryland at Jessup Correctional Institution. Came from Virginia DOC, Red Onion State Prison, where I was housed in solitary confinement for 8 years. I guess they finally kicked me out. All right, so this one is titled Exposing Global Tailings Scam. During the COVID pandemic, prisons across the country halted all in-person contact visits between prisoners and their loved ones. Video visit systems were implemented to assist prisoners to maintain ties with their loved ones and communities. At Red Onion Prison in Virginia, where I was previously confined prior to being transferred to a prison in Maryland, Global Tailink was and continues to be the company assisting Virginia DOC with their video visits. Having been a recipient of their services, I must admit, even though nothing can replace a physical embrace from a loved one, given the unique circumstance of a global pandemic forcing physical separation, being able to at least see my loved one, though virtually, was pleasant. However, I quickly noticed if a scheduled visit was canceled, whether it's due to technical issues or conflicting prison schedule warranting a cancellation of a video visit, Global Tailink as a service provider had two options to remedy the cancellation, either by rescheduling the visit for a later date or issuing the paid customer a reimbursement. Global Tailink opted for the third option, cancel the visit and keep the funds of the services they never rendered. I began tracking how many people were having their video visits canceled, which were never rescheduled. Their loved ones were never reimbursed, and I was astonished at the results. Of the 36 people whom I asked, all experienced this issue, and at least 4 out of 5 people, their video visits were canceled with no rescheduled date or funds reimbursed. I'm certain there are far more than just those 36 people. It does not take a rocket scientist to figure out that if this pattern goes on unchecked for years, Global Tailink can very well easily accumulate millions of dollars for services they never provided to their paid customers. This is a textbook definition of a scam. I suppose vampire's natural instinct is to bite and suck all the blood out of its prey. This is a company preying on the desires of people wanting to see their incarcerated loved ones, especially at a time when the economy inflation is at an all-time high. Companies such as Global Tailink and other companies which render services to prisoners need and should be investigated, and I guarantee their scam and their dental corruption will be exposed as they have normalized preying on the vulnerabilities of prisoners and their loved ones. All power to the people. It's Comrade Pitt.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.